The number 7 has always been considered a holy number. After 6 days of work, comes Shabbos Kodesh, the 7th day, the day of rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sheish Hashem Tavayit, 6 days you shall work, V'yam Hashvi Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha. The 7th day, Shabbos to Hashem. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did after He created the world. V'yam Hashvi, the Torah tells us. Hashem rested, Kavo Yochel, on the 7th day. Mekol Malachta Hashem, from all the work that He did. So if Hashem is Baruch rested, Kavo Yochel, so too we have to rest. Because we try to emulate Hashem's ways in all matters during our visit to this world. And Shemitah is just like Shabbos. It's a testimony to the Creator of creation. And just like we work 6 days and stop all work on the 7th, so the same thing, we work our fields for 6 years and we leave it to rest on the 7th. And this is all part of being a holy people, which we display by surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki li kol ha'aretz. I own everything. So we, in order to prove to Hashem that we are one with Hashem, and that we believe it, and that we know it, and that we don't just say it, we stop. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the red light on, and we only move forward when He turns the green light on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. The earth must rest, it's a resting for Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu preempted this commandment with a few words that are very important for us to consider. He said, Asher ani noisein lochem, which I give to you. What does that mean? It means it was given to Klal Yisrael on a condition. And if that is so we need a rest when Hashem says rest. And we certainly cannot take any advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness to us. Then we find again, after the 7 cycles of 7 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us again and tells us to observe Yovel, a jubilee, which is Mekadosh, sanctifies the 50th year. But it does even more than that. It further amplifies Hashem's total ownership and control over everything in this world. Release all your debt. Give up your ownership. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands. Yes, you can work your field. Yes, you can own servants. Yes, you can purchase homes. But Hashem says it's only up to a certain point. At the end of the day, Hashem announces, I own everything. And everything was a gift from me to you, to be used according to my instructions. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's ownerless. Leave it for the poor. Anyone can come and eat from it. The wealthy man watches this. What's happening to his fields? But the truth is, now the wealthy man feels the pain of the poor. And he becomes humble before the master of the universe. Everything he owned, all of a sudden, he doesn't own. And when we think about it, this applies to everybody. We really don't own anything in this world. It's all a loan for a short period of time. What we believe we own, if we want to speak truly, is only our imagination. And the greatest proof of that is that no one takes anything with him in this world. Everything is temporary. Only thing Hashem takes with it is the Torah we studied, the mitzvahs we performed, the ma'asim tovim, the good deeds that we did for our family, for our community, for Klal Yisrael. That we possess. And that no one can ever take away from us. However, while we are here on this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to reward us for honoring Him, for honoring His commandments. But it's only a little bit in this world. The lion's share of the reward Hashem reserves for us in Olam Habo. So we work 6 days. We rest on the seventh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol HaMasangem Bo, whoever rejoices on this holy day of Shabbos, if you delight in it, I promise you, Yizkel L'Rav Simcha, you're going to be zoicher to an abundance of joy, amongst other things. Yes, work your field 6 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but rest on the seventh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, you won't lose out. Trust me, it's a holy year. Whatever grows that year is holy. What makes it so holy? We weren't involved. It grew without our cultivation. It grew without our involvement. And this reminds us, LaHashem Aretz Melayoi, that to Hashem belongs the whole world and everything that's contained in it. Hashem is the creator. He owns it all and controls it all. And just imagine how frightened the people were when they were given this commandment of Shemitah and Yovel. When we think about it, they have so much invested in their field. Imagine today especially, having to cover an overhead without an income. How daunting that can be for a farmer or for anybody that's raising crops. To trust, to have a munah, requires a real leap of faith. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises people that if you keep Shemitah, you will be rewarded with extreme abundance. So much will grow in the sixth year. It will last you till the ninth year. But that's not it. Hashem also promised, V'achaltem la'soiva, that the food in your bellies will be blessed. You're not going to be hungry. You can eat a little bit. But you will be satiated. And more than that, v'shaftem levetach, you were able to sit in your land securely. We might think that people will have to travel elsewhere to look for produce, or perhaps they'll have to move out of the country in order to ensure their survival. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, not to worry. You'll have more than enough. So when we take all this into consideration, we think about Shabbos, Shemitah, Yovel. What is it really doing for us? It's creating an important balance between work and rest, something which we so often overlook. It gives us time to reflect on who is really in charge and gives us the opportunity to recharge our emunah. And perhaps this is what David HaMelech had in mind when he said the words, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. Hashem gave, Hashem took. Hishem Hashem Evoidach. And this is the journey of life. Hashem gives and Hashem takes. And no matter what is going on, may Hashem be blessed. And I want to end off this year with an insight that's worth considering. We all know that each day of the week represents 1,000 years. The 6 days of the week represent the 6,000 years that the world is to exist. Where are we holding today? Today we are holding 5,784 years since creation. That means we are coming closer to the 6,000th year. We are in the final stages, approaching the final Shabbos at 6,000. It will be the momentous Shabbos Kodesh. Ha'olam shekulo tov, a world that is only good. And this is very interesting to observe. That means that right now, we are holding roughly an Adlokas Neres Shabbos, ready to kindle the light of the final Shabbos, which will usher in Mashiach Tzidkenu, may it be in our time.